Hey, what's going on, Deezers? Today's episode of the... You know, Doc Queen?
Indisha?
Once upon a time, we didn't have sponsors.
No.
Once upon a time, we used to just come in here and just rock out. Yeah,
there you go. Just flow with it.
Word.
No doubt.
Let it go.
Let's do it old school.
All right.
You are now in the Big League. Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Yeah.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Just to be myself and do my thing. A little soul can't do no harm.
Yeah.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on. Yeah. Yeah.
Everything I do.
From now on,
yeah. Everything I do gonna be funky.
Yeah, from now on, yeah.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B. Formerly known as your man, Furious Styles. Furious hasn't gone away. Furious is just—he's—he's a mood. He's a thing that I feel. You know how Beyonce has, what she got?
Sasha
Fierce. Yeah, it's sort of just—it's a
alter ego.
It's almost an alter ego, but just an alter state of mind, state of being. You know, means no harm. It's just, you know. You know, Doc Us movie buffs and stuff, you know.
Right.
It's a character from a movie.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Goes away and then it comes back.
It's just one of them things, man.
Yeah. It's like on layaway. You know, you'll put enough money down on it. You can't bring it back out until you put some more money on it.
Well, let me give credit where credit is due.
Do your thing.
First and foremost... Let me give a shout out to one of our listeners that you know he been hitting us up, like, yo, when are y'all going to take it back to the old school for the people that have taken the time to go back to the old school to listen?
I think I know back, who you're talking about.
Back when it was. Me, Doc, and Lee in here talking about a hip, a hop, a hip, a hip, a hop, right. Don't stop the rocker.
That sounds about right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, Queen, before you put out who that listener is, I'm going to give a 10 seconds for our listeners to guess who it is by a certain sound. If they don't know who I'm talking about, then y'all need to do as that listener did and start digging through the crates IDS back when I never was able to take a bathroom break because while everybody was refilling their glasses and running to the bathroom and getting chips and shit, I was in here DJing through the breaks.
Yes, sir.
But I did it because I loved it. And I continue today to do it because I love it.
Man, that was way back in the day too, man. Jesus Christ. Boy, those were the good old days.
And I said it, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but I said it and I couldn't mean it more. For all of you that take the time to let us know how much you don't like us, just know that I'm doing it even more for you. Thank you for the motivation.
Right, how about that?
Anything that I can do to follow your path. Just for you, especially for you, I'm going to do that. I got you. So here it is, another episode. 6 years strong.
Right, yeah, and ain't stopping either.
Six. How long have I been here? Three?
No, five and a half?
Shut up.
You came
it's
in on...
It's been sorry. Something like that, Quinn.
I didn't mean to do that in the mic, sorry.
You came in...
No, that's okay.
You came, that's actually, you came in like three quarters right. of the way the first year.
Shut up.
Yeah. You figure what? Episode 53 would have been year one.
Shut
so
up.
So where you came in here?
Shut up.
And you bought that smooth, sexy voice.
Yeah.
And you know, smooth. Correcting well,
we had,
me.
We had to pry. We had to pry it out of her.
Right.
On the first episode.
Yeah. No, how about that?
Yeah,
how
y'all were so mean.
Remember back when she was innocent and giggly? I was like, what in the hell?
I was like, why are they so mean to me? Right. I don't understand.
And then somewhere along the line, man, fuck, shit, fuck,
right,
ATL. I'm like, where is this?
Atlanta.
Damn. I mean, hey, all right.
I'm see, going, you know right. what? Hey, that's see, what I'm here for.
See, there you go. There she go. Boop. There she go. She still hasn't missed a beat. That's no, out, baby.
Yeah, yeah. I implore you guys to go back and listen. I did not sound like a giggly school age girl. I mean, I don't know. I probably sound like I ain't know what the hell I was talking about. But I mean, you know.
That's all right.
We all grow.
Yeah.
You get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So for people out there that want to start their own podcast, you know, just know, hey, you're going to get comfortable.
That's right. That's right.
You
that's
know, you
right.
might have the jitters when you first start.
There you go.
I mean, I still get them like when somebody comes on our show or we're interviewing somebody, I still get nervous. Mm-hmm. Which is really silly. Because I mean,
I miss some people.
Five and a half years. What?
I miss some people coming on and hanging out with us.
Yeah. Well, you, yeah, I mean, yeah. you don't even if they wanted to, nothing's on, right? Like, they can't even pop in if they wanted, right?
Yeah, but, you know, there's a thing of, you know, most of these people have our direct numbers and, oh. and points of contact. So, I mean, if, you know, that was the case. But, I mean, I put them out there. I don't really
No,
care.
We don't need to do that today.
No, it ain't on a bad thing. It's not a bad
no,
thing.
No, oh, okay. I'm not saying it is.
But I'm
just saying. We I don't mean, need miss, to do that today.
I miss Moody.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's trying to get well, so.
Oh, no. Yeah. Moody, yeah. Moody's well. Moody's strong. Moody's strong as an ice. He good. He just need to make some fucking time, that's all. Yeah.
Welp.
Well,
all right. Yeah, no doubt. I miss,
you gonna bring out the little romper room joint?
I see.
Who else do you miss? Who else do you see?
I miss all that Chonilla love.
Oh, no yeah. doubt.
I gotta bug
no
them.
No doubt.
See what they're up to. See if they wanna stop by and say hello one day.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I miss taking the longest trip ever and not having to take a passport to hang out amongst the moon, stars, and quasars and chill out with the astronauts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you hear the ladies launch? They got back together for one brief episode. It was really good. Good show.
Anheuser-Busch makes sure that all of my free time and future time is spent peddling their products. So, no, I haven't.
It was a really great show. And everybody is doing very well.
Nice. I had a, I did peep a little something, and I got to get back. I wrapped my month up, crazy month, so I'm going to have some time in the next 2 weeks to get caught up on a little something. So, yeah, I'll check that out. Gosh, so many more. We'll get to the rest of them later.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, I mean, CB and Shawnee, well, Shawnee still stops by, so he counts.
Okay.
Who else am I thinking of? I don't know. Maybe if I keep drinking, everything will come to me.
All right, so maybe that could be today's
game.
Away.
Right.
Today's game. As you get more intoxicated, just blurt out.
Yeah. Okay. This
there you go.
Somebody.
A show that you miss.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Hanging out with us. Yeah. Otherwise, hey, in case you don't know, in case today is your first episode, The music that you hear, the intro that you heard was Dug Out of the Crates. This is how we got it all started.
Back in the day, man.
You know what I'm saying?
How many years you said?
I'm at six, man. Over six, really.
Over six?
Yeah, it's almost six and a half now.
That can't be right.
Yeah.
That feels crazy.
I know.
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's how it goes down. So like I said, you know, this is the In Deep Show. All you people that are tuning in today for the first time, man, you know, you'll hear... If you go back to an older show, you hear a different intro.
And you know what, Brian, was funny, man? What started off is me, Brian, and Big B, and Lee, we just started joning on each other. I mean, I don't know if that's how it started, but that's how it ended. We just started joning
on each other. Yeah, that was how it ended.
Yeah, okay.
It started off as three nervous people with a pile of papers in their hand,
right.
Trying to read without making mistakes and...
We had no theme music. We had no segments.
No, we had theme music. That's what's playing right now in the background.
Oh, the first show?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So like I was saying, all you new folks, if you listen to last week's show, if you listen to next week's show, you'll hear a different intro. You'll hear where we are now. We've made changes along the way. Sometimes we'll flashback to them and do an oldie but a goodie and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but for the most part, man, we try to do what our loyal listeners have said that they like. We try to improve upon what they said that they don't. And we try to also introduce new and fresh things for our listeners.
That's right.
And hey, thank you all for enjoying the ride and riding with us and keeping us here.
We love y'all.
For 6+ years, man.
All right.
You know, it's not easy. It hasn't been easy.
Yes, sir.
And you know, I'm sure you guys that watched the VMAs last night are tired of hearing accepting speeches, but. You know, I like to thank my Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior Jesus Christ, and
none of this wouldn't be BET Awards. That's a little different.
Well, the MTV Video Awards was blacked out yesterday, from its hosts to its winners to its performers.
Oh my gosh! Can we talk about
Black Affair,
Beyonce, real quick?
No, as soon as we get into the show, we can talk about all of that good stuff.
You brought it up.
So, how was y'all's weekend?
Oh my gosh, Beyonce. And Riri.
Well, all right. Let me see. I ain't do too much this weekend, man. I had my man come over. You know what? I'm not cutting the grass anymore. I got a man that comes over and he cuts the grass for me. He does a great job, you know. And actually, he's gonna do some extra stuff for me. And I didn't do too much. Me and Kayla gave Buddy a bath, gave him a haircut. You know, he's looking real smooth these days. I was gonna take a picture and send it to y'all, but y'all, you know, if I'd have sent it to Brian, all I would have got was some old crazy old comment. You know, oh, finally, in 1967, all that buzz.
You sent it to me yesterday, you wouldn't have got shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Well, all right. But other than that, you know, the house is looking good. I'm looking good. And, you know.
Week three?
There you go.
Week three and counting.
All right.
Yes, Mark.
Thank you.
Yes.
Queen and Queen, how's your weekend?
Hey, guys. My weekend was good. It was chill.
Well, you know what? Hold on. I'm sorry.
What, Pisca?
I'm sorry. I just realized. So I got into the engine and Doc started talking. That kind of threw me off. So for all you new listeners, I am your man, Big B. I have my crew with me. In case you haven't picked up by now, we have Queenie.
Hey.
And we got Mark the Doc Wiley.
Hey.
And we have a revolving chair that's usually filled by people. But yeah.
What? You just gonna act like she on it?
You should have put the
crickets.
She don't exist.
I know, right?
I'll let her introduce herself next week.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I'm just saying, you got work, you got work. Anywho.
So Queen, so how was your weekend?
Hey, thank you for asking, Big B. I appreciate that. My weekend was good. Kind of remember. I feel like I didn't do anything Friday. Yeah. I think I had a bottle of bubbly, and then I think I was like, okay, and then next thing you know, it was morning.
All right. And there's nothing right. wrong with that.
And then Saturday, sung out at a friend's house. Sunday, brunch day. Boop, boop. Brunch, brunch, brunch. Even though you will not believe where we went to brunch, B.
Potomac, Maryland?
Potomac, Maryland? No. Okay. Local 16.
Oh, nice.
Haven't been there in a long time. Yeah, it was okay. Yeah. I mean, great price, but the food was okay. But, I mean, if you do bottomless brunch, mimosas, can they at least be cold? I mean, don't bring people hot-ass beverages. Like, that's, no. Kind of ruins the mood, man. Yeah. I couldn't get my drink on properly.
Room temperature seems to be the thing amongst that clique.
Right. And then it was hot as shit outside, too, because they wanted to sit on the outside part. Yeah. I'm like, oh, no. I mean, it was still fun. You know, good company, so all good. But it's just like, okay, well, been there for brunch and don't need to go back. And that was it.
Nice. My weekend was interesting. My weekend. Well, how can I start this?
Uh-oh.
Well, let me first shout out my weekend by first shouting out a very beloved group of people that I'm going to speak about a lot in the next upcoming weeks.
All right.
And shout out a lot even more in the next upcoming weeks.
Yeah.
Hey, Cowboy fans.
I was going to say, it's time, huh?
Uh-huh.
Hey, I have a question. Are you guys back?
Oh, not back.
No, are you back?
Did they play?
Back.
Are you back?
Oh, but I'm pumped. Sorry, I just got that.
Hi, welcome back.
Is he going to retire?
Back.
For real, shouldn't he retire?
Well, I don't know.
I mean,
I guess it depends on how bad the injury is.
Well, he'll be out. They said, what, 6-10 weeks, something like that?
6-10. Damn, that's the season. It sounds like the season. Nah. But, hey,
oopsie.
You know what? I mean, if you didn't miss him last season,
oh,
you're not going to miss him this season.
Okay, well.
And I don't know why Dallas hasn't focused on getting a new quarterback.
Hmm.
They should have focused on that shit last season, if you ask me. That's if you ask me. Get some new fresh blood up in there, man. You got to
wait.
I mean, they got a new quarterback.
Do they?
Yeah, that Prescott.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They got a new quarterback.
Wait, can we, before you go somewhere else, can we talk about how RG3 got his new chick's tattoo?
Yeah, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. We're talking about them crickets right now.
Oh, okay.
Them crickets right there.
Well, all right.
Hey, Cowboy fans.
Welcome back.
How you doing? Missed you. Everything good with y'all? I missed you.
Gosh.
You know, that gives the old joke that we used to do for the Cowboys Brokeback Mountain. It just gives it new life. It's like we can dust off all the old Brokeback Mountain jokes.
Brokeback Mountain.
Gosh.
Jesus Christ.
Romo, why can't I quit you? Why we can't? We can bring the chicks back now. It's like,
I guess you can.
What they say, Queen, was old is new, was new is old again. What? Something.
Okay, wait.
What's new will be old, and what's old will be new again. What's how
another man's trash is another man's treasure? I don't know.
Okay.
Well, it will be an interesting season.
Well, anyway, that's how.
Football.
That's how my weekend started off. So,
all right.
I mean, hey, injury is part of football now. So,
no doubt.
You live, you learn, you try your best to prepare. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't cry for me, Argentina, about injuries. Because we played last year with 11 starters injured. Mm. That's half the fucking team. Wow. Someone here. So anyway, so that was the beginning of my week. My week ended sort of interesting. And you know what? You guys can write and tell me how off base I am. That's fine. I want to shout out all the slaves. Because y'all worked out in that sun. And all y'all got was some dirty water to drink. Mm-hmm. And all the beatings you can handle. Mm-hmm. I had to work out in the sun yesterday for about 6 hours. Mm-hmm. 6 hours of direct sun. Mm-hmm. I mean, slightly different. I didn't get beatings.
I was going to say, and there was beer and
I
swag.
I attempted to dole out a few, but I didn't. And, yeah. What? I was able to have some beer and liquor along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Liquor, just okay. Matter. So, that was my weekend. I had to partially host the Kegro Golf Tournament at the PB Dye Golf Course and Country Club.
Okay.
Dot, whatever.
PB Dye.
PB Dye, yes.
All right.
So, yeah, it was nice. I was out there in the mountains, and it was so picturesque and beautiful. And just kind of watched it. Actually really stirred up. I haven't touched golf clubs since 89, 90.
Okay.
And it actually kind of stirred the juices up a little bit. Like, man, I think I might want to take another crack at this. I'm old as a motherfucker. Yeah. Can't play ball the way I used to. I still jay your eyes out, but I just can't get up and down that court and dunk on your head.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was my weekend, man.
All right.
You know, it was fun. It was productive. It was.
You did your thing, Pepper.
Yeah, all of that.
Right.
All right. Shall we get into the show?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
Now, what the fuck happened to the music that usually goes on to give, you know?
Okay, I see what's happening.
Hey, y'all.
It's up.
IDS is that of an amoeba.
Hey.
All right.
We are ever changing. We are ever moving.
And I'm a
we are ever progressing.
You know, it ain't going to stop me. Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all.
It'd be nice if you sat in on one of the meetings every now and then. You kind of know how it changes.
All right. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What's going on, girl?
Nothing.
Same old.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hey, Gladys Knight, man. Now we already know some things going on with her little restaurant. And
what's up, nigga?
But I don't. Hey, bro. How you doing? But her son. Apparently, he's been going through some things, man. Back in the day, I think it was about a couple of months ago. Okay. The people that ran up in the restaurant, because, you know, he hadn't been, you know, handling the financial burdens on the restaurant. Okay, so Gladys Knight said, hold up, look, man, you're going to get your little ass up out of there, and we're going to let this dude, now his name is Shanga Hankerson. Okay, we're going to let him handle everything, all right? But apparently, I don't know what he's doing either, but Gladys is like, look, I'm going to pull my name out of this thing, and I want all my, what you call it?
Her shit? What?
Her shit, all the stuff that's hanging on the wall, all her
memorabilia
and everything. She's like, I want all this gone, and I also want my money that's been, apparently her son has been pocketing all of the money, like $1 million worth of the money.
So how's she going to get that back from Handkerchief?
I don't know how she's going to get that back.
Right.
But she says she wants all her money. She wants all her memorabilia. She wants all that back.
One syllable missing.
Huh?
Only missed one syllable.
Memorabilia.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I try. But anyway, yeah, Gladys says she wants all that back. And she also wants an injunction. An injunction? Did I say that right? No? Okay. All right. She wants everything. She wants all her stuff back. She wants her son out of the motherfucking business. She wants the money back. And look, dog, give me all my money. That's it and that's that. But I don't know how easy that's going to be. But back in 99, she gave him apparently the right to do everything. So I don't know. She's saying now she wants everything back and take your ass to jail and give me my goddamn money. But how easy is it going to be for you to just sue your own son?
You know, what? Give me. Right, that's business, man.
I'm signing the name on a piece of paper. How to me?
Business, man.
What I mean, come on now. You just gonna.
So you just gonna keep dragging my name through the mud and my chicken and my waffles through the mud. Is that what's gonna happen here?
Nah, but I'm thinking she's just gonna say, you know what? You fucked up. You know, I gave you carte blanche on this business deal. And you fucked up.
I'm just saying, we had one right up the street and around the corner. That one closed. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure locations are going to close anyway. So, if I was her, I'd be like, hey, I mean, you don't have to do jail time. She ain't going to see that money. But right. Give me back my shit. Right. And then you can call it like Bucky's House of Chicken and Waffles.
Bucky's House.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever you want to call it, but right. Just take my name out
take
your mouth.
My name. Right.
I get it.
But, I mean, but be honest. Now.
Business. Your ass going to jail. What? What you want?
That's it. And that's that, huh?
What else you want me to say?
Okay. Well, I ain't going to ask you no more questions.
I'm just saying, if it's like the IRS is knocking at somebody's door and it's my door or your door and it's your fault for stealing the money.
Right.
Come on, man.
Right.
That's rude.
Wow. But, I mean, why would you fuck that up? Okay.
Greed? You got a drug problem? I don't know. You got a, like, hanging out with chicks problem?
That's it.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? No, those are, like, question marks at the end. So, clearly, you got some type of problem where you're stealing from your mother. Because if you're stealing from the restaurant, you're stealing from your mother.
Yeah.
So, you got a problem.
You got a point there.
So, I'm just saying, take my name. Like you said, remove all my memorabilia. Is that how you said it? Memorabilia? No, memorabilia. Just move it. Take all my billion. Get all my billion out that junk.
Get the billion out the month.
And my bills.
Right.
That's
and
it.
Then, there you go.
That's it.
Wow. Anyway. But I don't know. Maybe she was just trying to give her son a sense of, business.
Understand.
You know, but,
sure.
you know, we fuck up. You know,
we fall down,
up,
so but we get up.
We fall down, and we fucked up. But, you know, hey, man, you know, just, you know, you tried. Tried, you know. That million that you stole opened up something else. All right. What?
She gonna get a hold of everything. She gonna get shit back under control. She gonna get money back where it's supposed to be, and
but I'm
you know what's gonna happen to her son, right?
I'm so glad this ain't hurting for that low, man. You know.
What, he gonna be leaving on the midnight train to Georgia?
I don't know. He's leaving. On that midnight train to Georgia.
Well, all right. Here.
And we'll
glad
see.
Someone here is with me.
Oh, yes. All right, all right. Hey, y'all. We got a, on a sad note, we got a rest in peace for Mr. Gene Wilder, who died at the age of 83. Okay,
wow, he started. He lived.
Yeah, yeah, that was my man. That was my man. He was a funny dude, though. He's a funny dude. You know, he was in movies, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Blazing Saddles.
That movie was funny.
I know. What about Blazing Saddles?
No, I said both. I said that movie was funny.
Okay, Young Frankenstein.
Well, I wouldn't call it funny, but it was a good movie.
It was a good movie. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, he passed away from complications of Alzheimer's.
Mm. Okay. I didn't even know he had it.
I didn't either. And he tried to keep it from his family and everybody. Anyway, he married Gilda Radner back in 1984, and she was funny. If y'all don't remember her from Saturday Night Live. Anyway, she passed away in 1989 from cancer and everything. So anyway. Oh, you remember? I forget the name of the movie, but it was him and Richard Pryor.
You always remember movies. I'm surprised you don't remember.
I don't remember.
No, that's why I said I'm surprised. You always remember everything.
I know. I do.
Ta-da! What are you doing?
I'm getting bad. You better get bad, Jack, because you ain't bad. You're going to get fucked. You're bad. They don't mess with you. Yeah. Hey, home. Get down.
Hey.
You're a little too bad, ain't you?
Yeah. Do some of these.
That was some of the funniest shit.
I know, and I can't even remember the name of that family.
That's right, we bad. Huh?
Oh, I remember that
scene. That's right. We don't want no shit either.
That's right.
Darn right. We don't want no shit.
You understand? We don't take too much shit. Take a little bit. We don't take no money.
Damn right.
That's right. Say no shit.
No shit.
That's right. No shit. No. I'm trying to get
you. We don't take no shit.
Wow.
Classic. Let's see, no evil, yeah, hear no evil.
Right.
Is that
there
one?
You go.
Or was that Stir Crazy?
That was Stir Crazy.
Stir Crazy.
That was Stir Crazy.
Damn,
see,
they
no
did
evil,
two movies.
Hear no evil was good. Too.
Yeah, they
more
did
than two.
Two. No, well, oh, Silver Streak. That was from '76, though.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
All of them.
Saw that in the movie theater.
Blazing Saddles, Another You. I don't remember that one.
That's what, Blazing Saddles?
No, Another You. '91.
Of course, everybody reps him from Willy Wonka.
Absolutely.
And the famous meme that everyone uses with the picture of him smiling.
I don't remember. Probably if I see it, I know what you're talking about. I'll know what you're talking about.
Well, all right. Well, rest in peace to Mr. Gene Wilder.
Yes.
Who died at the age of 83, man. You will be missed, my brother. All right, let me see. Oh, check this out. Y'all remember Anthony Weiner?
Yeah.
My man that was sexting and all doing the little scandals, putting all that shit out there. Man, this Bama has been caught once again doing this shit, man. God damn.
That's an addiction, dude.
I know. That's what they're saying now. This Bama was doing it. This time, he had his little son in the background. You know, come on, dog. Come on.
Sloppy AF.
Right. Now, why would you want to do that? You know, I don't know. Apparently, he's not in the congressional seat that he was in or whatever. But, I mean, come on, man. Now, anyway. His wife right now is like, that's it.
You can't do it anymore.
I can't do it anymore. Three times. This is the third time. I can't do it. All little wiener wiener. Cause apparently you ain't doing it, you know, with the wiener. So that's it. Well, and that's that.
That's what I'm saying. He has to have an addiction. Cause it's, you know, or it's like you keep messing with people that you can't trust. Like back in, well, I don't want to bring up old shit, but I'm thinking Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you're going to do something, you're going to have to do something with somebody you trust and you know ain't going to go run their mouth.
Exactly.
Clearly, you ain't know that chick. And clearly, you ain't learned a lesson the first time.
Right.
But when your wife said, okay, you embarrassed all the fuck out of me, but that's cool. We good. We're going to try to work this out. But now she's like, nah. Nah, right. Shawty, we can't. Nah, I can't do this no more.
What's wrong?
I'm about to be with the president, the next president. I can't. I can't deal with this shit.
Right.
I got to go.
What's wrong with him, though? I don't know.
I told you.
But anyway, yeah, my man doing it again, and his wife is like, "I'm gone this time. I'm gone this time." Yeah. So, see ya. So, little wiener wiener man, go ahead. I hope you have a good time. Oh, hey, let's move on. Colin Kaepernick. Okay, apparently he has a problem with the national anthem. Is that what it is? And he doesn't want to...
Well, it's not the anthem that he has a problem with.
Oh, okay.
It's the killing of black people that he has a problem with. And nothing being done about it.
You're right. So he's... Well, for lack of a better term, taking a stand, and he said he's not going to stand any longer when they play it. So, you know, apparently, of course, that brings all the racist trolls out the woodworks, and, you know, everybody is talking about it on social media and calling him, you know, nigger, E-R. And I'm like, wow, is this that deep for you? And they're burning his jerseys. And even one of my FB friends said, oh, you know, he's a disgrace, blah, 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 blah. You know, people fought for this country, blah, 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 blah. You know, does anybody want a signed, you know, I'm selling my signed Kaepernick jersey. I was like, what size? Because, yeah. I mean, that man's entitled to how he feels about, you know, and I know he's playing football for the 49ers, but, I mean, still, he still has a right. Because, I mean, if you look at it, like, during the Olympics, how they were getting on Gabby, you know, for not putting her hand over her heart, you know, they were really ripping on her about that. And then you know, turn to see the shot putters not putting their hand over their heart. Nobody made that a big fucking deal. Then it was, I forgot, another guy. They didn't make that a big deal. But Gabby, they, like, tore her ass a new one, like, literally. Well, not literally, but they, you know, but they really, really got on her on social media and made her feel really bad about it, right. You know. And I mean, according to what I've seen and what I've read, that it's like you don't have to put your hand over your heart. You could stand at attention and just stand up and put your hands down, or you don't have to, you know. Especially if you're not military, you don't have to do that, you know. So. I don't know. I think people are overdoing it. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of, was it LeBron or was it Dwayne Wade that left and then people were really pissed and they start burning his jersey? Like, which
LeBron.
Dude? Yeah. So I'm like, so people out there burning jerseys for, like, petty shit. You know what I'm saying? So just because he left one city and went to another city, people angry about that. So I'm sure, I mean, people will get over it. Because even if I'm right, I believe the NFL was like, okay, calm down, people. Like, it's not that big of a deal, you know what I mean? So if the NFL is okay with it, why shouldn't everybody else be okay with it, you know? Which makes me wonder, you know, once I guess the games really officially start, are people gonna boo him when he goes out on the field? Are they gonna continue to harass him on social media?
Probably by the time that happens, most people have forgotten about it because he's not a starter anymore.
Oh okay.
You know,
man, let that man cook. Shit.
After reading some of the posts and Twitter and all that stuff, I was thinking today I would love to have the know-how, resources, or whatever to I want to put one more social media site into the arena. But on this site, you can't just sign up with your fake name or whatever. All your information has to be legit.
Shit.
First and last name.
You ain't gonna have nobody on that site.
First and last name, address. And I just want to see, and this will be a site for real motherfuckers that, you know what I'm saying? Everything has to be verified.
And don't hide behind keyboard courage.
Exactly.
Right. I said you ain't gonna have nobody on that site.
You know, my thing is, I'm reading some of this shit, and some of these people that are seeing some of the shit has to know that this is your next door neighbor.
Absolutely.
You know, and you good with that?
Yeah, my post was like, so y'all cool with this? This is where we are now? Mm-hmm. I mean, of course nobody really commented on it because I guess I kind of sounded a little angry about it. But I was like, this is cool? Mm-hmm. Like, no, this is not, no.
I mean he's, that's fine.
Freedom of speech. Y'all
disagree with him all day long. Right.
We talk about this shit all the time.
I'm so ready to hear people give constructive feedback on why they may feel that this is not the right way to go about what he's doing or what have you. And maybe somewhere within all of that, maybe we can even find a solution for what it is that he's protesting. But for the way some of these
people would have to care,
people are carrying it, it's like, you guys are just such fucking cowards. And that's what frustrates me, that we can't get in touch with these people. That frustrates the hell out of me.
Don't play, because if they really want to find them, Black Twitter, they'll find them. Like, if somebody really went real hard.
Black Twitter, where the fuck you at?
But no,
let's
you know what,
find
them?
Some of these people and let's post their information. Let's post their address.
I bet you
and
they are.
And I bet
are.
You some of this shit will
it's a lot
will
of
start
them,
to curtail.
I ain't going to lie. It's a lot of people.
Okay, and there's a lot. Guess what? There's a lot of fucking black people on Black Twitter that have a lot of resources available.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure somebody already
has started
the charge.
Even those that want to stay anonymous, like police departments, police officers and stuff, I'm sure they can access a database or two and find some stuff and hand it to somebody that can anonymously post something. Let's get it out there and let's see how strong and brave these people really are.
This
brings me back to it was a comedy show that I was watching, and you know how every now and then comedy shows have a serious moment or whatever, but the comedian was talking and he was like, you know when it's time to bust a little black girl's head open, you know, KKK, you know, they here. They posting. Yeah, she deserved that shit. Yeah, she was worthless, da da da. But when terrorists want to blow our shit up and kill everything, I couldn't find one motherfucking KKK member. I couldn't find one pickup truck with a Confederate flag vowing to you know, find Bin Laden or nothing. You know, Where all y'all now? Y'all claim to love this country so much more than us niggas. Where was y'all at when they was fucking blowing our fucking buildings up and shit and killing our innocent people? And you know, I'm not trying to get into a race war. Give a fuck if you want to bring it, bring it. But it's just this keyboard courage shit. Y'all just so fucking whack. It's ridiculous. It's like any opportunity for you to type nigga, it's like your dick gets hard for it. But why don't you just go to the middle of Main Street and whatever little fuck town you from and speak your mind? If you really feel it, if you really stand behind it, keyboard makes you something that you're not.
And then you start to think, when it comes to like the NFL players and stuff like that, Are you holding back from your true feelings because, okay, this is the NFL. These are people that pay me. Okay, should I say what I really feel on this side, or should I just say what, you know, what's politically correct? You know, and I think a lot of times that's where, you know, oh, dude, you was with me when we were in the locker room talking about this same shit last week. But as soon as I'm the one that comes out and gives it to the public, you don't want to back me up. You want to act like you know it. Oh, well, you
see,
know.
Doc, I learned when, my lesson from that shit.
When, you know, I played with him for 7 years, I never saw the side of him, you know. And that's that bullshit.
But,
man.
Doc, they call it clubhouse lawyer, you see. Okay. And to take it on a much smaller scale, you remember the last job that we worked at together.
Okay.
Right. We would always be down on the dock or whatever, and ranting about, man, this is fucked up, man. We gotta stop this shit. This is bullshit. But what happened in the meeting? Not one motherfucker raised their hand about shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And it was either usually it was me, you, or maybe one other person that would be there talking about, hey, this is fucked up the way this is going down, this is going down. We look around like, right, y'all? The motherfuckers is like,
right. I'm getting the same thing. I'm getting the same thing here, so, though. But yeah. I ain't stopping, though. Fuck that.
And I call them niggas out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I call y'all niggas gutless. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to me in the break room. Don't talk to me on the back dock or whatever, belly aching about what's wrong.
Right.
When now we got an ear to talk to about that shit.
Right. 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 And then for some reason I got the label of a prima donna. I don't know how I got that shit.
Neither.
Huh?
Me neither.
But I voice my opinion about every fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and I can see that they're taking advantage of a lot of these young drivers. They fucking treating them like slaves, man. And they don't understand that you don't have to do this shit. They keep putting shit on these little young dudes, man, and they like, you know, I need to do this, I gotta do this. They motherfuckers out there at 9-10 o'clock at night, dog. And I'm like, dog, y'all don't have to do that shit. Leave them alone, man. I want to keep my job and all that. I'm like, all right. At a certain time, 4:35 o'clock, that's it. Now, I don't give a fuck how many stops you put on me. I'm not being out that motherfucker all night long. But see, they know. You know, I know.
Like you said, ooh. All right, before we go real quick. DMAs, Beyonce,
what's up?
Rihanna,
what
they
do?
Fire, yeah, those performances. Beyonce did, 16 minutes? Won all the awards that she could win, all of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I give Rihanna props. Like, watching that, I honestly would like to see Rihanna in concert. I mean, I knew, like, Beyonce was, like, doing her shit and she was fire from everybody, you know, posting, you know, going to her show.
Right.
But I think I actually would like to see Rihanna in concert.
Rihanna did a thing.
She really did. Okay. I mean, and at the end, like, she performed, like, I think 3 times. And at the end, she was really trying to give it. Like, she was singing for her life at the end. I mean, you know, Beyonce always sings for her life all the time. But Rihanna was really doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel really bad for Britney because Britney followed Beyonce, and I think that was really stupid that they made her do that. And Beyonce was probably, Britney was probably really sad.
Queen.
I mean, if you
they
ain't got
had
talent,
to have an opportunity for people to go to the bathroom.
Oh, see, well, that was perfect because she did okay. I mean, we all knew she was going to lip sync because that's what Britney does, and that's fine, but she was very, like, coherent and she was in the moment compared to the last time she was in the VMAs where she was like stumbly and she didn't know what the fuck was happening.
I heard physically she's looking pretty good these days.
Yeah, no, she looks really good. She really does look good.
She's what, like 30 what?
I want to say 3 something.
Just think it was just a few years ago that she shaved her head off.
No, it was more than a few, but either way, like, you know, she got her shit together now. I mean, she got her show in Vegas and she's doing it. But oh my gosh, I cannot also too let this go without talking about that video
Fade.
Oh, in. Shit. Teyana Taylor, that chick is B-A-D. Bad.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. You know, like I said, I was working an event all day yesterday and slipped into a coma right after it. So I didn't get to watch it, but I will get caught up and
sweet baby Jesus.
Right. Be able to.
Oh, but I mean, more. if you have raw talent, if you got it, there's no way it could be hidden.
Well, I mean, she's already an artist and she's already out there, but it's funny how everybody was all of a sudden realizing, like, oh, things you should know about Teyana Taylor. It's like, bitch, she was already here. But I mean, just her dancing in the video, because it reminded me of like Flashdance.
Oh, wait a minute. So you're saying she's a complete entertainer?
Oh, yeah.
Not she, only a singer, but.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, so Kanye, well, I know you didn't get to see it, but so Kanye West has a video and it's called Fade, right, B? Mm-hmm. So she was just in the, it was just in the beginning, her in the video. Kanye is not in the video at all. So it's her dancing and working out. I mean, she's just giving you all kinds of house dancing, 90s dancing. She's giving you body. I mean, woo, she's giving you body yaddy.
Okay.
Yeah, all it's right. crazy.
All right.
Like how hot that girl looks. And then flash to the shower scene with her husband. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody went crazy on Twitter.
Cool, man.
Like,
are they married?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were married. I thought they were
yeah.
husband.
Yeah.
I heard what she said. I just didn't know if they were official.
Yeah.
We're so used to having to correct you.
I do. I believe they are. And if they're not, I mean, they had a kid together. If they're not officially, they're about to be official if they're not. So to me, regardless, that's her husband. I mean, they had like the little cute little chunky chunk baby. I mean, whew, Mark, I'm telling you, I know you don't watch videos, but you gotta find that one. I mean, the shower scene was hot.
Okay.
I mean, just... hot.
Right.
Like you fan yourself hot.
Okay.
Like you wish you had somebody with you at that moment hot.
Okay.
I'm just saying. All
right.
But I mean, all in all, I mean, like the rest of the VMAs, besides Beyonce, besides Rihanna, besides that video, Kanye went up and just rambled
yeah,
for like 4 minutes.
That's what I heard too.
They were like, damn, well, you couldn't have no notes, no teleprompter, no nothing. But it was nice to see him in a good mood, and he was smiling, and so that was pretty cool.
Jump into nobody's shit.
Nah, nobody ain't.
Okay.
I mean, he didn't mention Taylor Swift. You know, he was like, I called her, boop, and I was like, yeah, you sure did,
because okay.
she was acting like she ain't know, but boop.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I mean, it was, for parts, like, I missed it, and I tried to watch, like, you know, what the repeat.
Yeah, Queen, you know? I haven't seen the video. I only seen clips.
Mm-hmm.
But that video, from the clips that I remember, reminds me of another Kanye West partial product. From y'all remember Keri Hilson?
Yeah.
That video reminded me a lot of the video that he did with her.
To me, it didn't nothing.
Knock you down. Well I'm going
to
show you
okay,
why.
Okay, I was going to say, you have to show me because I don't remember that video. And I'm like... And that video in the beginning was her and her in a gym dancing and
okay.
sweating. So I'm not really sure. But Google will be your friend, Mark.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I might actually, it might not be that song that it was. I'll when we come back from the break, I'll.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'll have that. All right.
Fire. Black girl magic.
That concludes my diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long one.
Yeah, it was.
Y'all
sorry.
Stay tuned. We'll
sorry.
Be right back.
Oh, yeah.
In my world, only you made me do for love what I would.
Hi, this is Bobby Caldwell, and you're listening to The In Deep Show.
I guess you wonder where I've been. Welcome back to The In Deep Show. Samantha Bigby here. Before we get back into what it is that we do, I just want to give a shout out I don't know this person's name, but I was always taught the only thing worse than being wrong is being loud and wrong. This gentleman who claims because he's from the Bronx, he was the end-all, be-all, know-all of music. And he came up to me at the club and he said, well, this song was playing. It was at the end of the club, it was wrapping up, you know, they're kind of ramping down, and this song was on. He comes up to me, and let me see if I can get it right about to the part where it was. Right here. And he came up to me and he was like, man, what's the name of that fucking group that sampled this song? I said, sample this song? I said, well, I'm sure it's been sampled, but I don't think it's been anything that's like really prominent. He's like, no, this is a big time group that sampled this song and stole this beat right here and this melody. And I was like, what? I said, nah, you got me, bro. He said, man, I'm from the fucking Bronx. I know my music.
Oh.
I said, oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let me share with you the group in which he was talking about that stole this sample. Yeah, this will be Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You twirling that hater?
Okay, okay.
I'm gonna twirl on that motherfucker.
And the part in which he's speaking of, let's see if I can find it. This part right here. That vaguely resembles the horn line from Bobby Caldwell's song. Yeah.
Okay.
He's from the Bronx. He knows his music.
Sir, have a seat. In that corner, in the dark.
Epic. Epic. Epic fail. Sorry, guy. Definitely wasn't this one. So, anyway. Queenie Queen.
Yeah.
What you got brewing over there?
All right. Okay, I'm trying to focus and not sing. But as we always say, hey, guys, thank you so much for listening and pushing play and sharing the show. Shout out to Rashani and the gentleman over at Forget That Yo, that podcast. You know, you guys are always sharing. We really appreciate it. And shout out to Miss Davis and Kmart as well. All right, so got a little feedback here. If you guys listened to last week's show where we were talking about B, you were talking about, you know, being parked and a kid that came up to you, didn't know the kid from, you know, anywhere, but, you know, the kid was lost.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a little bit of feedback on that from BTG. So he says, everybody knows I love the kids, but I don't love them that much. In your heart, of course, you want to make sure that a child is protected and taken care of. I'm just not comfortable in today's world to transport them anywhere. The most I would do is walk him or her to the nearest business and either try and contact a parent, a family member, or a friend, along with contacting the police. Besides the stories about kids being used to set up robberies or car thefts, you don't want to end up in that situation where a kid might cry wolf and now you're looking at kidnapping charges. Too risky. Especially if it's a young girl. Not to mention if the kid had a mental disability. I work with adults with mental disability and many of them need staff nearby. Some can function by themselves, but for the most part can get frustrated and lost quicker than the average person. Which makes me think about that gentleman that was trying not to get his client shot, but he ended up being shot.
Mm-hmm.
Made me think about that. In all cases, you may have to make sure the person is safe and that you present yourself as a person that's just trying to help. Again, I'm not comfortable giving any underage child a ride unless I have an agreement with the parents. A total stranger gets a basic help package. What is a basic help package? A few phone calls if needed, a safe haven provided by the nearest company or business, and if I'm not busy, my company until somebody arrives. That's exactly how I would want my kids to be taken care of. I just might question you, with a weapon in my hand, why is a 30-plus-year-old stranger dropping my child off? But then again, why is my child in that situation? One thing about this incident is that, as a parent, you must have more than one way to be reached in case of an emergency. If I'm not mistaken, 3 people are listed on an emergency contact list. That's pretty scary, having your child roam the streets lost while your phone is dead. I know shit happens, but parents gotta do better. What if Big B didn't have a big heart? And what if that heart wasn't so pure? I mean, that's true. That's real talk. Thanks, BTG.
No, God.
Because that is real talk. I mean, luckily you were, like you said, you had a big heart and you were a good person. And, you know, your intentions were pure, just making sure that kid found his way back. So.
No, you know what? It made me think back to one day my daughter missed a bus. And just randomly I asked her, I said, well, you know, what would you have done if I didn't answer my phone? She said, I would have walked. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. That's not the answer. You know what I'm saying? Because someone would have definitely stopped. I mean, because of the area that she has to walk, someone would have stopped.
Yeah.
For better or for worse.
Right. Cause, well, in the school now? Down there
by the one now is even worse.
Well, all I say, that's far as hell.
Yeah.
That's a long walk for shit. That's a long walk for me. Definitely a long walk for a child. And you got to go through neighborhood first before you get to main road. So, yeah, that's scary.
And then you got to go through that industrial area where the power lines are, where the power grid.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking in past the metro where they wilding out.
So, well, that's where she is now. I'm talking about where she used to go.
Oh, right, back in the day.
Going the back way.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Either one. So, yeah, no doubt. So appreciate that feedback. Let's get into a little bit of the verbal. Wait a minute. I feel something coming on.
Oh, boy.
Let me just go ahead and take care of this right now.
All right. Well, for that part, anyway, while he's doing that, indeepshow@yahoo.com, 202-750-1IDS, 202-750-1437.
What up, IDS fam? This is your boy, Kmart. I was calling really to just chime in on last week's discussion about the financial situation. I believe as a man, if your spouse is kind of fucking up on the financials, you do have to take the proverbial bull by the horns. So I definitely agree with Doc on that scenario. You gotta go in and maybe do it yourself. So, I mean, that's the financials. I mean, that's how you support. I mean, how you eat, live, provide shelter, provide clothes for the family. So it's a difference when if it's a girlfriend. I mean, you can kind of offer your 2 cents or say, hey, I may be able to help if they want it. Cool. If not, hey, you gotta take it for what it is. Now, once you're married, now that's something like you guys said, that's something totally different. I mean, that's some serious shit. But anyway, you guys, I just wanted to chime in real quick. I got to head back to work. So,
okay, you literally mean you had to head back to work, but that's cool.
You got cut off, but yeah.
Yeah.
But she was going to work anyway.
Yeah,
so,
no, yeah. It's cool. Thanks for your feedback, Kmart. Okay. Love hearing your voice too.
Absolutely.
My man.
You're like, Doc's probably like, yay, he agreed with me. Yay. Somebody. Anybody.
Wow. Did I? Is that what I did? Okay.
No. I'm sure you were thinking that though. You might not have said it.
I was like, what? Wait, who, you said what?
He agreed. Somebody agreed with me and didn't correct me. What?
No doubt. All right, let's jump back into some more feedback here.
In Deep Show, it's your boy BTG. Nephew, it's your boy. Got feedback in for the last question, the first question from last week regarding the money management with your spouse and shit like that. So I think we all agree across the board that it might be a little bit harder to deal with if you guys are married, you know. Not so much if you're just, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend, or maybe even engaged. Because you haven't, you know, really haven't tied the knot yet. You guys not really, you know, like, cemented together. It's easier to part ways when you don't have that jewelry on that finger. It's just harder to deal with. Now, it could be frustrating, and a lot of marriages do end because of financial issues. So, you know, I mean, with like y'all said, with all the options thrown out there, with all the resources ignored, and, you know, time after time talking and things like that, eventually you're going to get tired of talking, and it's going to bother you. Let alone, like, don't let it be a family involved, you know, like, we're talking about kids and things like that. A joint custody is basically a trust between you and your spouse, and you guys know what money is going in and know what money is coming out. Now, of course, you can have your separate bank accounts, you know, for your own personal hobbies or whatever the case may be. But a joint bank account, majority of the time, that's to take care of the household, take care of the bills, you know, et cetera, you know, vacations with the family and stuff like that. So if we talk about joint bank accounts and savings accounts and things like that, and they dip it dabbing through there, and really depends on what they really spending it on too. You know what I mean? If they out there spending money on shit that you know, goes with their hobbies or material type stuff, then it's really an issue, and you might just have to part ways with that person because it's a serious issue. You know, especially in this world, like, you know, that the savings account is joint, like I said, the joint bank accounts, they're created for a reason, a serious reason. So if your spouse just can't understand that, can't get that, my question to that question is, did you know about this before you even signed up for the joint bank account, or, you know, letting him or her know about the savings account? You know, I understand if that person had a job and they lost it, you know, a hard time. I've been on both sides of not having a job and being the main provider or having the only income come in. So I've been on both sides, so I can understand. But if that person came in the game not knowing how to manage money and not making or not getting money at all, then shit, you was probably part of that problem. Because you already started off babying them. That's about it, man. I mean, everything has to be mutual. And you just got to... And it all comes down to respect, too. You got to respect your spouse. And that's respecting what's going on, y'all personal stuff, and that money. You know, like I said, y'all both know what's going in. Y'all both know what's coming out. And y'all know the reason why you're taking that money out. So, yeah, if they just cannot get it, and it's frustrating you to the point where... You know, you just having a hard time functioning and almost borderline depressed, then you got to let that go. Male or female, you got to let them go. I'm sorry. Like, I'm all about having fun and being happy and full of joy as I get older. Can't deal with that bullshit no more, man. Can't deal with that bullshit. All right, y'all. It's BTG.
I dig that. You're getting older. You can't deal with that bullshit.
No bullshit.
I mean, so I get what he's saying.
But I can understand that, though.
Understand what?
The older you get, the less bullshit you need in your life. You know, when you're younger, you know, you meet a woman, you know, and y'all having fun, and you're going out, and you're doing things, and you're having a lot of fun. But as the older,
don't look at me when you say that.
Oh, okay. I forgot your.
I'm younger.
20.
Right, no, I didn't say all that, but.
But the same. Anyway, but the older you get, the less bullshit you want in your life.
True that. I agree with that.
Let's just okay. All right. Is this what it is? What do you want from me? You know, what do you want out of this relationship? Right. You know,
I guess you need to establish that before y'all get to bank accounts, is what he pretty much said. Yeah. So I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, this one's a good one. I wish Dame Gina was here, but we'll ask her next week. But since, you know, the gentlemen are here, I'm going to ask this question that was submitted.
Break it down.
What do you do if your mate is ready for a child or, well, no, if your mate is ready for a child or another child, like she don't have no kids. So she either wants one more or she wants one and you're done. You're like, nah, I don't want no kid because I might already have one, you know, in like, and it's the full hardcore press. Like they're trying to get pregnant. Like they're not taking their birth control pills. You know, they're poking holes in condoms. You know, wow. when you know, you're about to come, they're clamping down so you can't get off or you can't get out. Like,
well, first of all,
what do you do?
First of all, if they're poking holes in condoms, I don't need to be, you know, engaged with them anyway. Okay. There is no way in the world that I'm gonna tell you, I'm not gonna lay down with you and tell you that I'm ready to have kids, because I'm not. My kids is right now.
Having
is,
days are done.
You know, my kids are done. You know, my days of having kids are done. Mm-hmm. That's it. And
is that verbally or physically?
Motherfucker.
Well, Tony Randall had one at 70 something, so he good.
No, I'm just talking about, is he just saying it's done, or has he put things in motion to?
Did you have a vasectomy? Is what he's trying to say. Okay.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Man.
Go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry.
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know. I probably can't even have kids anymore. I don't know.
Between the bull and the
chicken. That's only you can
ask. I know I can ski. You know.
Okay, but did you go to the doctor and say, I want a vasectomy?
Right.
And
no, I know. It's
not ski. Oh, well, snip. You can probably still have a kid.
I'm not saying
she can, but you probably still can.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. I'm not just going to leave it, you know, unprotected. If I'm going up in the tunnel, I'm going to have everything protected, strapped down.
But again, what did that question say? She's not taking pills. She's poking holes in condoms. You know, you like, you're about to, she's like, oh, you're not getting off. And she like clamps down on you, like locks you up in that junk.
And I mean, I'm still gonna be protected though. I'm not going up in there raw. That's what I'm saying.
I said she poking holes in condoms.
Okay, get it to the point of it being sort of real here. What is the discussion? What is that discussion like when, you know, she's saying, I want it and you're not in a position to have it? Because all, you know,
right,
all the rest of the deceitful, you know, stuff. It's like, you know, that's more, you know, that's more love and hip hop.
I read it the way it was written.
No, I'm not saying you didn't.
Right.
I'm just saying, let's get to the meat and potatoes of the topic. You know, if your mate is coming to you saying, all right, I'm ready to, you know, I'm ready to drop another one, and you're not.
I'm saying y'all should have had a conversation of how many kids you want. Or if you even want kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if he has one and he doesn't want any more? Or you don't have any and you don't want any. And he's like, oh, I want one. You're like, whoa, whoop. No.
That should have been in the courting.
Right. That should have been a pre-conversation.
If you was a guy, figured, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and give me some free pussy until that time come up. I mean, that's your fault.
If she's doing all those things and you happen to notice, like, what would you have a conversation with her, or would you just totally cut her off? Like, hey, I don't want any more kids, but you notice, you know, like when you went to go get your condom that it has a hole or two in it, and
a hole in it, I'm getting ready to check anyway.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I guess that's where I'm trying to get to. How do you know
when you have a hole in your condom though?
You don't look at the package before you pass it on or put it on. Like, Hell, even when I buy them, I look at them before I pass it on. Even though I know it came out of my box, I'm still going to look at it and make sure it's smooth and there's nothing, no holes okay. or pin.
Oh, no. I never, you know what?
See, you don't know. You probably got. You just never realized it.
Got.
I'm saying that somebody probably booked a hole. You ain't even know.
Yeah, I guess.
Or clamped down on you. You ain't even realize it. You didn't even know what they were doing because you was so much like, oh, I love you too. Oh, I love you, girl.
No, it's just that I never really thought that somebody would just poke a hole in a condom.
People are petty. I mean, there are men out there. No, because there are men out there that do that shit too. It's not just women. Men do that shit too.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying. They do.
They do?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right, well. Okay. You guys,
I got God.
I mean, that's
he said, I got God. Shit,
I guess I got God.
That shit is beyond kids, man. That's entering into, you know, just dangerous areas of, you know, you poking a hole in my condom, that makes my condom, you know, available to break, and now I got to worry about STDs and shit of the sort as well. So. Yeah, you sit around in that environment, and you know, once again, you're the fucking fool. You know, but if it's a situation of if it's a situation of you had the conversation, and the conversation was like, yeah, I would like to have another one if the opportunity came up or whatever, then you know, you have to, you know, you got to man up and have that conversation. And if it's a situation of you guys mutually went into it and was like, nah, I'm done, whatever. Man. But then, you know, one has a change of heart. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, you gotta, you know, I mean, you can't change the rules in the middle. I don't know. You never know. It could be they were saying they don't want any more because financially they weren't in a good place, but... You fuck around, hit that lotto or something, and now your tax bracket changed and things are way different for you. You want to have another
K one. Plus eight, not this bitch.
You know, so I don't know, man. That's.
I would say you need to have a conversation before you even get to that point. Do you want any kids? Do you want any more kids? Like, and, you know, and if you're with somebody and you realize they're being deceitful, you need to let them go. You know what I'm saying? If you say no, I don't.
Queen, come on.
No,
man.
If you're...
When you in the heat of the moment, you're just going to break everything off and say, wait a minute. Do you think we need to do this and do that? I mean...
It's not even the heat of the moment. I mean, as grown as I am now, like you were saying, maybe back in the day when you were younger, I can get it and understand. But being an adult... At this stage in my life, I would, you know, I know what is what, and I would be like, before we even got to that point, you know, it would be a conversation about protection or just, hey, here you go, because I have my own, here you go. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not gonna, you know, just be with somebody random out in these streets, and then next thing you know, like he said, I got an STD or I got the ooh wee, and then I got to kill you, then I'm in jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing that. You know, so
Queen.
All right.
I'm not doing it. I'm not here for that.
She got the ooey.
I'm just saying, I ain't here for that.
Curveball. She got the ooey.
Mm-hmm.
So if you about to get busy with a dude or whatever, you hand him a condom, and he was like, "Fuck that, I'm using my own."
You using your own? Wait, if I hand you a regular, and then you got a Magnum, maybe using your own, then okay, I mean, understand.
Condom.
I understand
what you're saying,
nope,
but
it's
let's
not
just,
condom.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Let's keep it even playing field here to once again address the point. If it was you hand the Trojan and he pulls his own Trojan, I'm like, nah, I'm good, I'll use my own. Does that change the mood for you?
Yeah, it does, because I'm like, then I have to be like, well, what's the difference between the one I gave you and the one that you have? Like, because in my mind, unless, I mean, everybody's like drinky McDrinky, but in my mind, I would be thinking, well, what's the difference between what I just handed you, what you handed me?
Therein lies the problem.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, see, there you go. No kids, because we have officially stopped. We have stopped what was about to take place, because I would be like, wait, what is the difference between what I'm handing you and what are you handing me?
Okay, so let's act this out. Okay, so I just trust my condom. That's all. I know where my condom's been.
You know where your condom's been. Let me see it real quick before you open that joint up.
Check it out.
Okay. All right, then. It's good. All right, fine.
He's got a good condom.
It's fine. I mean, because maybe.
So it doesn't
I guess,
bother you that he don't trust yours?
If maybe it could be like a bare skin versus my ribbed, and you not good with ribbed. I don't know. But I'm saying if it's, you know, literally like bare skin to bare skin, it would be like, wait a minute.
Bare skin to bare.
I'm saying, well,
so
that's a kind.
Did you like the bare skin or the rough? No,
I mean, I'm just it's matter. Just a kind. And it's two totally different, like, brand. Well, not brands, but two different styles. So if you
which,
say to me.
Which would you prefer, though?
I don't really rib care. I need a condom. That's what I need. I don't give a fuck.
All right. So if people want to chime in on the topic, where can they reach the screen?
InDeepShow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437.
There you go. All
right.
Before we get out of here, doctor.
Oh shit, man! That was real quick. Let me see. Two fingers to my Redskins, who was doing real well in the preseason. I think y'all doing real good.
It's only
I think
one game, right?
All right.
No, it's been three, but they've been three very horrible
like
games.
They were rough, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just asking. Okay.
They haven't been doing that good, though.
Alright. And now, let me see. What else? Do I have one finger to the humidity? That's creeping back up on us. And
two more days and we get a break.
There you go.
Queen.
I think then it's going to rain, right?
Possibly Thursday.
Right. Boo.
But then a beautiful holiday weekend.
Oh, yay. Yay us. Okay.
Oh, I got one more. Two fingers to myself for not smoking. 3 weeks, Saturday. Hey.
Woo-woo.
Y'all listen to my breathing. All right.
All right, weirdo. But no, shout out to you for that, for real. That's dope. All right, let's see. One finger is easy, so I'm going to go with that first. One finger to all the fake motherfuckers out here with keyboard courage that, you know, you got your fake being upset about Kaepernick when football season really officially starts. You gonna be all right with it.
Yeah,
and forget this shit that next week when something else comes in the headlines. Let that man cook and be who he wants to be and like support. Right. I get it. You're saying, oh, he should have come, you know, at it in a different way. He's not disrespecting the troops. You know, that's what he agrees with. He's like, hey, you know, black bodies and other people of color are falling down in these streets. I want to stop that. I want to, you know, protest that. So let him cook. That's what the First Amendment is about, right? Freedom of speech.
There you go.
Okay, let him do him, right?
All the time.
So, two fingers. You know what? I'll just say two fingers to happiness and being good with yourself and good with life and just loving yourself. Self-love. I'm saying if you ain't got nobody to go do other. Okay, not that kind of self-love, but just to self-love.
What's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with that, but that's not the kind of self-love I'm talking about. I'm just talking about
love. Shit when I get home.
Oop. Okay. God damn it. You're married. I'm just talking about the kind of self-love that you have, you know, when you go outside and you wake up and you feel blessed and you live life and you take care of you. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of self-love I'm talking about. So no, two fingers to that self-love.
There you go.
And ain't nothing wrong with what you were talking about.
There
either.
You go.
I'm
hey,
just saying. But I wasn't talking about that one, but nothing wrong with that.
Hey, there you go.
2.5 fingers
love
for that one.
Love is love.
As long as you feel good. Two fingers will be Two Fingers given out to I don't really have Two Fingers to give out today. No Two Fingers to give out today.
Go to the one.
One finger to... They have a one finger today.
Oh, okay. What? Not a one, not a two?
Three fingers go out to... Jesus Christ. And the young lady is down for the shocker.
Okay. No, what else? Come on. Be real.
I don't know. Okay. Two fingers... Two fingers to, you know what? It's not such a monumental feat as Doc over there, but two fingers to me for the year of 2016 not eating any McDonald's food beyond breakfast.
So the whole from January to now?
Mm-hmm.
To now.
To now.
That's dope.
I mean, I said, I've only had their breakfast.
I ain't gonna lie. I left here last week and had some fries.
And I've wanted to break down on the fries a few times.
I'm not gonna lie. Down the street, I was like, boop, boop, right turn, blink, 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 blink. Got some fries. So that's dope, B.
No McDonald's for me. You know what? One finger for all of you that feel you deserve one finger. Enjoy.
No. Oh, okay. Sit and spin kind of thing, situation? Or? Just whatever. Okay, I get it.
I'm at peace.
See? All
right, all right.
That's what's up.
There you go. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Everybody can say that.
There you go. There you go.
Right there. Again... Thank you for everyone that rock out with us the way you do. People, man, we completely, completely love to hear from you. So, holler at us. Holler at us. Tell us what you want to hear. Tell us what you don't want to hear. Tell us if you're new and you don't understand something, hit us up. Ask us.
We'll break it down.
We'd love to hear you. And, we'll be nice.
We will be, maybe.
We'll be nice.
Depends on how you come at us. But, yeah. Real quick. So, Black Is, remember we were naming people? Black Is Crew.
Black Is Crew.
Yes. The Shiznit is, for the main show, they're not there. But, you know, shout out to them. Just want to say hello. Black Guy Who Tips.
Hey. With Dino Red.
The Shiznit show. I mean, they're still doing, like, Pot of Thrones. And probably we'll come back with some other stuff too. So
with Dino Rail.
Even though he's not doing that, he's still family, so still cool.
Okay. My man.
Okay. All right. So those popped in my head. So we said we were gonna just randomly throw out stuff that popped in our heads. Right. Do your thing.
Oh, we gotta get out of here. As always, we like to say in closing.
Gotta woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my